Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
The latest version of the Senate's massive tax cut for the wealthy was unveiled last week on the same day federal emergency unemployment benefits were cut off to 70,000 laid-off workers, which seems appropriate given the thrust of the tax reform plan. It would reduce state revenue by $3.28 billion over the next 5 years. That's almost as much as the entire budget of the community college system and the university system combined. Like the House tax plan, the Senate proposal would also slash personal income tax rates on the wealthy, and it would completely eliminate the corporate income tax in 5 years. And it would shift more of the tax burden from the wealthy to low and moderate income families. For some reason, House and Senate leaders both seem determined to give wealthy people a big tax cut, and they want to pay for it by making middle-class families pay more and by slashing funding for public schools and higher education, and all that while cutting off emergency benefits to 70,000 laid-off workers. It's simply unconscionable. No wonder thousands of people are marching on the legislative building every Monday night. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.